George.
Yes, sir.
My name is Major Sepp.
Oh, Major.
My brother called in on Sunday, the 6th, I believe it was, and told Art about a little bit about me. And what I did was I used to be on what we called the Freak Squad.
The Freak Squad?
You know those weird creatures people say they see all over the world?
Okay.
They're real.
All right. Now, were you part of some government agency?
Section 6, CIA.
Okay.
And my job was to go out and with a few other guys and pick these freaks up. Now, we had about a 20% success rate in finding all of them.
People would make a report, and out you would go. How many people did you have on your staff?
Well, I had 5 on my squad. And we just went out. Well, we were the guys that went out, actually went out and got them.
Now, tell me a little bit about some of these creatures.
Well, we had
Turn down your... I hear some music in the background, by the way, Major.
Oh, sorry.
Turn it down.
Okay.
All right.
The ones I remember the most would be, for some reason, they would do these experiments with rabbits. And same thing happened every time. They'd get a head growing out the back of their neck, an actual head. And we used to have to go pick them things up, and they were just disgusting.
Oh, my God. Now, who was doing this? Scientists?
A scientist for the Army. Army and all branches of the military.
Now, when you say, like, heads, two rabbit heads and things like that?
Yeah. It'd be a head coming out the back of the neck.
What were they trying to do, Major?
The idea was they were trying to create a perfect soldier, and it didn't quite exactly work all the time. You know that goat sucker thing down there in South America?
Chupacabra.
They sent me down there because they said, "This, you're going to have to see what you may have to catch." And I told them, this is a bad idea from the start with. And it was. That was another genetic experiment that went wrong.
And now they're probably breeding.
Oh, yeah. Well, they started out with 6 of them. And here's the bad thing. Those were people when they started out.
What do you mean they were people?
They were people. They were Vietnamese people. They were POWs from Nam that we had captured and had imprisoned.
They tested them. They were doing experiments on them.
They were doing genetic experiments. And they had them. They had 3 men and 3 women to do the experiment. And this is what they ended up with. But they had these things in cages. They were big old steel cages with plexiglass around them with a big combination lock. And I'm here to tell you, those things are smart and they are mean.
Have you ever been attacked by one of these creatures?
I've seen them. And here's how they got out into the pub, out into the general populace. They figured out how to get that dang combination lock open and got it open. That's how they got out.
And I trust they're not developing these creatures anymore?
No.
But it's a little late now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little late. The Russians had some really vile stuff, too.
What did they do?
Experiments genetic crossbreeding between humans and bears.
Humans and bears?
Humans and bears.
What did they want to accomplish with this?
Another perfect soldier thing.
Well, it's obvious they didn't get the perfect soldier, Major, did they?
No, they never have.
Now, are they still doing this clandestinely?
Oh, yeah.
Still? Yeah, and you're out of it, or are you still doing this?
I'm kind of in, kind of out.
Once you're in, you never get out.
Well, yeah, kind of that thing. I tell you, the Navy comes up with some harebrained things, and their latest thing, they've been buying diesel subs from the Russians.
Why?
I don't know. But I've spent all of last month with my butt on one that were leaking, rust everywhere, just...
Oh, you know, yeah, those Russian subs are notorious for failure.
These are World War II.
Am I? Why are you going public with this now?
Well, I figure since I'm pretty well out of it, and I've got a friend online that has been through and talked to him. He kept me from going nuts on the trips back and forth from U.S. to Russia, and I figure, you know, it's about time that the people know exactly what the heck we're doing.
They've been trying cloning probably for years, haven't they?
This started with Joseph Mengele.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we know that.
We took his research, and that's what started, and a lot, but the most of it came from Unit 731, the Japanese.
How can we get more information about this? Is anybody else going to go public?
Probably not. Everybody else is scared to death.
Well, if they knew you were calling right now, and obviously they know your voice, what kind of trouble are you in?
I ain't nothing I can't get out of.
All right, Major. We're going to move on, but be careful. Genetic alterations of people. Could be.